you from dream to your destiny. Amen? Amen. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for our time together around your word with these, your precious people, the very sheep of your pasture. I thank you that their eyes, their ears, their hearts and minds are open to receive this word. And so I thank you for good seed, which is the word of God, that will fall into good ground, which is their hearts. And Lord, we know it will produce a harvest in their lives. Father, breathe on this lesson. I decrease that you, the greater one, might increase. Think through my mind, speak through my lips. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. If you have a Bible, let's grab it, or a device that you use. We're going to make our confession of faith. So let's hold it up. Let's hold it up high. That way I know you're ready. I want someone to repeat after me with a strong word of truth voice. Somebody say, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I can do
what it says I can do.
I can do.
I can have
what it says I can have.
Somebody shout, today
I will be taught
the word of God.
I boldly confess.
My mind is alert.
My heart is receptive.
And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Every great achievement starts with a dream. And God has placed dreams in our hearts, but the journey from dream to destiny is often filled with challenges, often filled with growth, and often filled with learning a lot about process. Everything about God is a process. Things typically don't happen overnight, but they happen over time. Now, of course, we believe in miracles, and if a miracle happens, praise God. But without the miracle, there's a process that you and I have to go through if we're going to get from our dream to our destiny. And so today we are going to look at what it takes to accomplish your God-given dreams in the earth. We are going to look at the life of Pastor Evan, and we're going to see some of the things that he did. And if we do those same things, then we'll see God manifest in our lives in many ways. Amen? All right. So we're going to jump right into it. Everybody say number one. Number one, the first thing it takes is it takes faith. Faith is the most important subject that a believer needs to learn after getting saved. Once I give my life to the Lord, now I need to learn how to live by faith. The Bible teaches us in Romans 1 and 17 that the just, we live by faith. And so I've got to understand that if this is something I live by, it's something I must fully understand. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, watch this, but without faith, it is what, class? It is what? It is impossible to please him or please God. For he who comes to God must first do what? Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so the only way for Pastor Eben to please God in the earth and fulfill God's will for his life was to make the decision that he was going to live by faith. That even though God put a dream and he put some things on the inside of him, and they were much bigger than what Pastor Evan was able to do on his own, but he said, I'm going to live by faith. I'm going to take the principles of faith. I'm going to trust God, and I'm going to see God do some amazing things in my life. And so we can just stop there and be thankful that many, many years ago, he made the decision to live by faith. Pastor Evan understood that it takes the same process of faith to believe for a piece of bread as it does a loaf of bread. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad he believed for the loaf. I'm so glad he decided to dream big and believe big. Because you're a man of God, believe big, you are here where you are, where you are today. And so faith is important, and faith is powerful. And you know, it's so funny because Pastor Evan and I, you know, in a few years we'll be friends for almost 20 years. And it's so, you know, so funny when we're places, and y'all know how it is when you see Pastor Evan. They think he's somebody. He's either a rapper or he's a ball player. You got it. I can only imagine sometimes when first time friends come into church and they just see, because you know, Pastor Evan has always just been a guy. It doesn't matter if it was Jordans or Gucci or whatever. He just gonna roll like that. You got it? He's flash. He understands that flash is the will of God. You understand what I'm saying? But most people who don't know Pastor Evan, they'll think he's an overnight success. Somebody say it was a long night. See, most people don't know what you go through to get to where you are in life. It's easy to look at somebody, come on somebody, after you sacrifice, after you've done all these other things, you got it? But what happens is what we see now is Pastor Eben's faith in manifestation.
It has to be a point in your life where, yes, I'm in faith and I'm believing for some things, but my faith has to at some point begin to produce some things in my life, right? And so you have to understand that faith doesn't make things easy. It just makes them possible. And your life is better because your man of God chose to believe and to believe big. And so you have to learn to live by faith. And so my challenge to you in point number one would be learn to really live by faith and start your process now. If you've got a dream, if you've got a goal, if you've got a desire, just get to moving. Call somebody. You got to make some moves. Start praying. Make a confession. Turn your plate down for a few days to get the wisdom of God and start heading in that right direction so you can go from dream to destiny. And so at number one, it takes faith. All right. All right. Everybody say number two. Number two, it takes fortitude. Now, all my points are F's, and so I wanted to keep my alliterations the right way. But fortitude is just courage, right? So it takes courage. And how many know your man of God has some courage? There's no doubt about that. Pastor Eben had to demonstrate courage to obey God and fulfill God's will in his life. In Joshua 1 and 9, Moses is dead, and now Joshua is coming on the scene, and the Spirit of God is beginning to talk to Joshua, and he tells him to do a lot of things. He tells him this book of the law won't depart out of thy mouth, but you have to meditate on it day in and day out. He says something in verse 9, very important. He says, have not I commanded you, be strong and of good courage. He says, do not be afraid, so you can't be in fear, because faith is the opposite of fear. He says, nor be dismayed. He says, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And so you have to learn that once I start living by faith and once I start having this courage, that there are things that are going to arise in my life, but those things may take me by surprise, but they don't take God by surprise, because God already knows what he's going to do in your life and in your situation. So when something happens, you got it, and maybe it shocks you a little bit, you got to learn how to get yourself together, stay in faith and keep your courage, because look at your neighbor and tell him God already knows what he's going to do. Yeah, and so you have to have courage. You have to have courage. Courage writes the check that potential cashes. And there's great courage on the inside of every person in this room and through the lens. And, you know, I begin to just think about your man of God. And it took courage for Pastor Eben to keep moving forward in his life. It took courage for him to keep moving forward. Like it takes courage for you to keep moving forward in your life. In difficult seasons of your life, it takes courage. When people betray you, it takes courage. When people lie on you, it takes courage. When people walk away from you, it takes courage. And that's why James, the first chapter and the second verse says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials and tests. He says, knowing that the testing of your faith produces what, class? Produces what? Yeah, so patience is the ability to handle delay and remain in joy. So no matter what it looks like, I believe God. No matter how I feel, I believe God. No matter what other people are saying, I believe God. If everybody walks away, what a friend I have in Jesus. I'm going to keep my faith. I'm going to keep my courage. Watch this. Watch this. Because I believe God. And so your man of God has courage. Your man of God is not afraid. He's not afraid of anything. And he ain't afraid of nobody. Amen. You understand? And he'll tell you like it is, praise the Lord. Yeah, because you got Pastor Eben. You got Elder Eben. Oh, have you ever met Elder Eben? Okay, and so you know, but you know, and you know, that's the great thing. I was telling Lady Cherise last night that Pastor Eben has always been further than me. And so, you know, you can look at that one or two ways. For me, it's an incredible thing because, you know, he's already, you know, if there's a fast track in life, it would be called mentorship. You got it. Because mentorship is simply taking somebody down a road that you've already been down. And so, you know, Pastor Eben has always been ahead of me, and that never bothered me because I got somebody who's my best friend, who loves me, who has my best interest at heart, and all I got to do is call him and say, hey, Eben, how do you do this? He said, oh, man, you just do this, this, and this. I go back and do it, and I come and say, it worked! So I've learned a lot from him. You got it? But one area we're a little different in is I've always kind of stepped back when people try to, you know, act a little funny and everything. I just kind of, you know, it's okay. We just going to love them anyways. Elder Eben said, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know in love, but I'm going to be honest with you. And thank God for a man of God who will tell you the truth, who will be honest with you, and who will speak into your life. Amen. And so he had to help me with that. I'm a lot better than I used to be. Praise the Lord. And so it takes courage. Everybody say courage. It takes courage to live this life. It takes courage to walk by faith. It takes courage to get you from dream to destiny. And you have to understand that tough times don't last, but tough people do. Come on, let's just say that tough times don't last.
Tough, times don't last.
Tough people do. All right. Now, you know, because you should never judge someone based on a season that they're going through. Come on, somebody. How many know you should never judge yourself based on the season that you're going through? Right? Everybody say seasons change.
Seasons change.
Now, come on, real strong. Say seasons change.
Seasons change.
Yeah. One season, David was a shepherd. The next season, he was a king. Seasons change. One season, Ruth was working in the field. The next season, she owned the field. Seasons change. One season, Joseph was in the pit. And the next season, he was in the palace. Seasons change. One season, Word of Truth was in a school setting up every Sunday. Oh, but look what the Lord has done. Seasons change and trouble don't last always. One season you might be going through something saying, why in the world is this happening to me? Not understanding. And the next season you'll be glad that it did, understanding that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Everybody say seasons change,
seasons change.
And trouble don't last always. The songwriter said giants do die. The bigger they are, you already know. And so we thank God for a man of God who has courage. Your man of God has courage, right? Pastor Eben was determined. He had enough courage to believe that God could do anything but fail. He had enough courage to understand that I know God's voice, and if I know God's voice, I'm sticking to God's voice no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what's going on, I believe God, amen? And so it takes faith, number one, and it takes fortitude or courage, number two. Now let's jump into to number three. Let's jump into number three. I'm doing really good because, you know, honestly, I wasn't sure how much time I was going to have because I know there's a lot to celebrate. So I was like, well, if I only need 12 minutes, I got a lesson for 12 minutes. You understand? Yeah. And so the third thing that it takes is it takes faithfulness. It takes faithfulness. And man, your man of God is the epitome of faithfulness. You can say a lot of things, you know, about Pastor Eben, but one thing you have to admit is you have a man of God who is faithful. Proverbs 28 and 20 says, a faithful man will abound with blessings. You know, people look at him, well, why he got that? And why he got that he's faithful? Come on, somebody. He's faithful. No, I mean, because we need to understand, you know, the scripture. You know, as we celebrate Pastor Eben and what God has done in his life, you know, what happens is you can see what's possible for your life. Because God is no respecter of persons. He's only a respecter of faith. So the same God that did amazing things for your man of God is the same God that can do amazing things for your life. You got it? And so you have to understand the principle. And that's why we rejoice with those who rejoice. That's why we celebrate other people. That's why. Because if God is blessing your neighbor, how many know he's in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Can I get a little bit more monitors? Give the Lord a big hand praise if you believe that. All right. So a faithful man will abound with blessings. And Pastor Eben is the one of the most faithful and generous people I know. You got it. Now, as I go through this, I need y'all's help. You know, when I say something, you say amen. I'm going to go ahead and tell you on the front end. You got it?
Amen.
You got it, and you got it, and you got it. All right. All right. All right. He's an incredible husband.
Amen.
He's an incredible father.
Amen.
He's an incredible pastor.
Amen.
He's an incredible spiritual father.
Amen.
He's a mentor like none other.
Amen.
He sure look good, too, don't he?
Yeah.
Lady Therese don't mind. She don't mind. She all right, what you said? Because I might not. No, I mean, listen, you know, tell the truth and shame the devil. Praise the Lord. And I'm so thankful to have him as my best friend because I've learned so much from him. And like I told you, he's my best friend, but I also look at him as a mighty man of God, a mighty man of God who is anointed by God. Everybody can't be a pastor.
Amen.
You can go get your briefcase and make you some cards and get a little fake website and go get some cheap ordination papers on the web if you want. But the Bible says we shall know them by their fruit. Come on, somebody. And when you look around what God has done, I need to take my time because I'm not just doing one service and I'm not just doing two services, but I got to do three. And probably by the next time I come, we don't even know what's going to happen because this is your year of momentum and anything is possible. And so, I know that's right. Most people really don't understand the weight of ministry. Most people don't understand what it's like, to be a senior pastor. You got it? And of course, I know that Pastor Eben is thankful for everyone, for his wife and for his executive staff and just everyone who does everything. But the truth be told is the buck stops with him. Come on, somebody. It does. I've explained to my staff and leaders and volunteers before. I would say, what's your role? And they'll say, well, I'm over this. And I say, okay, what's your role? And I'm over this. And they'll say, what's your role? All over this. And I say, yeah, and that's great. And I have you all over that. But I'm the one who has to make sure that all of that flows the right way. So it's a different kind of weight. Does that make sense? Yeah. And you can come to a church like this, and when you have an amazing man of God like you have, he can make ministry look easy. Most people never understand the sacrifice it takes to be a pastor. Nobody really understands, unless you are one, the toll that it can even take on your mind and on your body and on your family. You know, wanting to go home after Sunday service and just fall out because you have given everything. And even after your man, I believe after your man of God preaches, doesn't he go out to greet you? You got it? So he's not one of them that just goes right into the bag and says, well, I'll just see you next Sunday. You got it? But, and so you have to really add all those things in and understand that I have a man of God who really loves the people. I got a man of God who is for the people. And so I think it's fitting to show honor and to say thank you. I really do. And so what we're going to do is we're going to say thank you to Pastor Eben for a few things. And then I want to talk to you a little bit about honor. And I know that they've already had the tithes and offering and they've talked about sowing into Pastor Eben's life. But I just want to push that a little bit further just to make sure that you don't miss this moment and that you don't miss this opportunity. So I think it's fitting to show honor, but it's also fitting to say thank you. Somebody just say thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and so let's just think about Pastor Eben and let's just look his way, all right? I was going to make you stand, but I'm not going to make you stand. I'm just going to have you look his way. But we just want to say thank you to Pastor Eben. Anybody appreciate your man of God? So Pastor Eben, we want to say thank you for the countless times you prayed and interceded for a family that was hurting. They made it through because of your prayers. Thank you for the encouraging messages of faith that you teach week in and week out. You never miss a beat. And somehow you know how to give the right encouraging words to cause people to keep moving forward in faith. Everybody say, thank you for the love you show everybody, not just some people. Thank you for the compassion you have for everybody. You don't play clicks. Thank you for the grace that you show to everyone. You showed them what Jesus looks like, and because of that, they fell deeply in love with him. Everybody say,
thank you.
Y'all are doing good. Here we go. Thank you for setting an example of humility. Thank you for setting an example of integrity. Thank you for setting an example of righteousness for everyone to follow. Men are better husbands because of you. Men are better fathers because of you. The ladies are better wives and better mothers because of you, and so we want to say, thank you for not getting bitter when people left. Thank you for not getting bitter when people did you wrong. Woo, I'm trying to keep myself together. Thank you for not getting bitter when people lied on you and said all kind of things that weren't true. And even when I knew they were lying on you and I wanted to try to help you, I all I could do was just pray and encourage you. But even through everything that you went through, you were an example to all of us because we saw your faith. We saw you get up and teach the word of God like nothing was going on. We saw you embrace people and take care of people. And I'm talking to you, calling to check on you. And you just got out of a meeting with somebody for an hour and a half trying to be a blessing to them. So even when your man of God was going through his toughest season of his life and hurting, he was being a blessing to somebody else. And so for that, we say,
thank you.
You didn't get bitter, but you got better. You let love prevail. You didn't concentrate on the people that left, but you focus on the many amazing people that stayed. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you for choosing to stay in the fight, Pastor Eben. No matter what obstacles arose in life, you stood your ground. You kept praying. You kept pushing. You kept smiling. You kept serving. You kept giving. And ultimately, you kept believing. Everybody say, thank you for being a source of hope to countless lives. You will never truly know until you get to heaven the impact you made in the lives of so many. And we are thankful for the 60 years of life that God has given you, but we declare in the name of Jesus, you ain't seen nothing yet. We declare your eyes have not seen, neither have your ears heard, neither has it entered into your heart. Everything that God has been prepping you, and God has been preparing you, and I believe that you are just about to really see God do some amazing things. It is fitting that this is the year of momentum, because you are about to launch into something you've never seen before. And so we declare in the name of Jesus that the best is yet to come. We declare in the name of Jesus, he's going to give you double for all your trouble. We declare in the name of Jesus that joy is coming straight from the throne room of God right to your heart. You're going to be happy for no other reason than just the joy of the Lord is your very strength. And so we say grace on top of grace. We say strength on top of strength. We say increase on top of increase. We say favor on top of favor. We say God is giving you the desires of your heart. And so, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in the life of this man of God. And not only do we want to say thank you, that's good right there. You got it? But we want to make sure that we honor the man of God. 1 Timothy 5:17 says, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. 1 Timothy 5:17 in the Message translation says, give a bonus to leaders. Because sometimes people, well, don't the pastor get paid? Yeah, but don't you like getting bonuses? Yeah. Come on, somebody. You don't like getting bonuses? Yeah. You got it? Okay, by a show of hands, who likes getting a bonus? Everybody likes getting a bonus. So don't you think your man of God should get a bonus? That's a good place to clap, and you almost missed it. And so it says, give a bonus to leaders who do a good job, especially the ones who work hard at preaching and teaching. And so I'm not asking you to do something that I haven't already done. And I begin to think about this moment, and even when I was praying, you know, and I saw the flow, and I said, well, Lord, they're already going to do, you know, the offering and those kind of things. And he says, no, son. He says, make sure that not one person in the room and online missed this moment to really be generous. Do you know sometimes you can give and not be generous? You got it. And so I really want to challenge you to make sure that you ask yourself the question, when it came to my man of God today, did I really sacrifice? Did I really stretch myself? Did I really give a seed of honor? Because sacrifice sets in motion the supernatural power of God. It gets God's attention, and it causes him to move in our lives. And so I'm not asking you to do something that I wouldn't do. I already told you. How much did I give him? $18,000. You got it. And then we went, we've been here a few days, and so we went to the mall. You got it. And you know your pastor like Gucci, right? And so we went, Lady Charisse had set it up, and we went in there, and they had this nice room for him, and it was all nice, and he was starting to pick this out, and he was starting to pick that out. And then I went over to my wife, Lady LeConte. I said, whatever he picks out, I'm just going to pay for it. And so when Pastor Evan was walking over to something else, I went and I gave the guy my car. I said, whatever you do, don't let him pay for it. And he looked at me like, I don't think I can do that. And then I informed him I was a United States Marine. I've been born to fight, trained to kill, ready to die, but never will. No, I didn't go that far. I didn't go that far. The look was enough, praise the Lord. You got it. You know, and all, because your man of God is always fighting me when it comes to, you know, paying for dinner and those kind of things. And I just let him know. And then he just finally gave in, because it's his birthday weekend. And so he let me pay for absolutely everything. So I'm not asking you to do something that I didn't do. And even though I had already given him a bunch of money when we got back to the hotel, I was excited. And I told my wife, I said, man, I'm excited because I got seed in the ground. I got seed in the ground. I'm in expectation for God to do some amazing things in my life. And watch this, it won't happen apart from my seed. You got it? And so I want to challenge you to sacrifice and stretch as you sow into his life. And so I really want to ask you, have you really stretched? And if you haven't, it's okay. Go back on and give again. But whatever you do, don't leave this day without making sure that I have honored my man of God, the one who's labored before God for me, the one who watches for my soul, the one who does everything he can, watch this, to help ensure that I live a better life. Because I don't know if you know it, but your life is the better after having get connected to this church and this man of God. And so just stretch your hands towards Pastor Evan. I'm done. Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for this incredible man of God. And we thank you for the 60 amazing years that you've given him. But Father, we believe in the name of Jesus that you're just getting started in his life. And so Father, I thank you that even now you're getting him ready for the next season of his life. I thank you, Father, that you are recharging his batteries in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you're giving him inspired ideas and creative ideas. And Father, you are causing him to take, you are even taking his faith to the next level as it relates to what is possible for Word of Truth and what is possible for his life. And so, Father, we thank you for this man of God. We appreciate this man of God. And so we thank you for grace, and we thank you for strength, and we thank you for increase, and we thank you for favor, God. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are, for the vision that you've given this incredible man of God, that you are already causing the provision to come in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for big checks. Somebody say big checks. Big checks coming to Word of Truth, Father. We thank you for $300,000 checks and $600,000 checks and $1 million checks coming in, Father, giving the provision for the vision that you've given this man of God. We believe in the name of Jesus, in not many days, there'll be testimonies upon testimonies of incredible things that are happening for this ministry. And Father, I just believe that it's time for this ministry to go to the next level. I thank you for these incredible, faithful people. And Father, I thank you that you won't forget their work and their labor of love. I thank you, Father, that as they come the Word of Truth and as they sow and as they serve, you got it, and as they stay settled, they're going to see the supernatural power of God in their lives. And so, Father, we thank you for what you've done. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Listen, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed and believers are praying all over the building, maybe you're here today and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I want to give you the opportunity. Jesus is the absolute best thing that ever happened to me. And I know